The top story from the U.S. Supreme Court all but ensures Trump tax returns won't be an election issue, by Elizabeth Crisp. President Donald Trump has lashed out at a pair of Supreme Court rulings on access to his financial records, calling them part of a political witch hunt. But the court's decision to send both cases back to the lower courts could prove to be a big political win heading into the fall election. Experts generally agree that it is unlikely the public will have any chance peeking into Trump's financial records before November 3rd, if ever. Nothing is going to happen before the November election, that's for sure, Columbia Law professor Michael Graetz told Newsweek. Rick Lempert, law professor at the University of Michigan, told Newsweek the ruling near guarantees that the information remains secret until after the election in November. From Trump's point of view, if what he's really concerned about is the political harm that might be done from him, it looks like a complete victory, he said. And Claire Finkelstein, faculty director of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania, told Newsweek that even if documents are soon given to a New York grand jury, it would be illegal for them to get out despite intense public interest. I expect the financial records will remain secret, she said. The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 in two cases, with Trump-appointed Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joining Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's liberal bloc, that the fight over a New York State subpoena for Trump's tax records and a congressional subpoena for financial documents should be sent back to lower courts. After a morning of tweeting negatively about the rulings, Trump told reporters at the White House Thursday afternoon that he was satisfied with one ruling and not satisfied with the other. He specifically took issue with the court's rejection of his legal argument that a sitting president has absolute immunity from subpoenas and can't be forced to respond.